Welcome to Building Better Relationships at Home and at Work with Angela and Patty podcast. This is Patty, a leadership and work-life balance coach from Arizona, USA.
And this is Angela, love and relationship coach from Sydney, Australia. And we are building better relationships with you.
Sharing new perspectives on being heart-centered at home and at work.
So you can draw on your inner power to make your relationships and the world a better place to be around.
The Building Better Relationships Journal and Meditation. We created the Building Better Relationships Journal and Meditation so you can magnetize the better relationships you want and focus on the positive role that you have in creating a better life through your relationships. We are excited for you to discover the gold within you that can help you manifest the love we all crave. The Building Better Relationships Journal has coaching questions that help you listen to the truth of what you want and what helps you to be empowered in love. The Building Better Relationships meditation is designed to strengthen your heart's ability to be that change you wish to see in the world. Why not download it now and think of it as a gift to those you love? If you love journaling and meditation, this is for you. In this podcast episode, we have a special guest, Jackie Wheeler of Jackie Style Image and Branding.
Jackie is our go-to fashionista and image consultant personal stylist. She loves assisting women in the spotlight with their style, image, and brand, both in person and online.
Jackie's been in the image industry for over 30 years and owns Jackie Style Image and Branding Agency. Welcome, Jackie.
Yes.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you so much. I'm so looking forward to being here.
So thanks so much, Jackie, for joining us. I've got to ask you about the purple color later, because I'm a bit, when I went to your website, I was, purple. And so for those of you listening, if you go to Jackie's website, which is thejackiestyle.com, you'll get a nice wash of purples. And I'm a bit of a purple fan, so I'll come back to that. So Jackie, can you please tell us about your passion and journey of styling, branding, and imaging?
Oh, yes, of course. I believe that really where it all started is as a child when I was playing with my Barbies and realized how much I loved just putting outfits together and creating cute opportunities for them to strut their stuff, right? And so I started there, and I had my grandmother had this amazing neighbor, and whenever we visit, she knew I was visiting. She had all boy grandkids. Whenever she knew I was visiting, my grandmother, she always made little Barbie doll outfits for me. So I literally had like couture outfits for my Barbies. So then I would spend the whole rest of the time at my grandmother's house with my Barbies and mixing and matching and trying to figure out all the outfits that I could create with these Barbies and these couture outfits that I just received. So it started there, really, and my poor mother, who is a very natural fashion personality, she's beautiful and she's just not that fashionista. She just didn't know what to do with this little girl that was like, no, I'm not wearing that. And yes, I am wearing this, that kind of thing. In high school, when it was realized, all of my friends' moms were like, okay, you're going to go with Jackie and this is your budget, because I always had a budget with my mom and I could extend that budget beautifully. And so my girlfriends knew that, well, if we're going to go anywhere shopping, it has to be with Jackie because she knows how to extend that budget and how to get the best looks from it. And it was in the 80s, so there was a lot of looks that we had to create, right?
Yeah.
And then from there, I just went to college and I got my degree in clothing and textiles and business, which is also fashion merchandising with a minor in marketing, and started my business while I was in college and just have been going gusto since.
Can you explain what you did in college and how that wove into your study as well?
Of course. When I first started college, I thought that there was not the opportunity for me in fashion, and I found the right place. I had been accepted to FIDM, but the monies was not there. I mean, it was expensive then, and it's super expensive now. And I made that choice not to go there, so I went to Arizona State. And while I was there, I was trying to find other people that had this same thing that I had that I couldn't put a word to. And I found, I was looking in the newspaper. We were looking in newspapers. There's no internet then, right? And there was this ad for an image consultant. And I was like, hey, what is that? So I literally called three different image consultants during that time while I was in college to get advice on where to go and how to make it work and what did I need to do? Was I taking the right classes? One thought I was joking. One thought, great, this is so, how amazing that you're like being this proactive in your, like in my education and wanted to meet with me. And the third one told me there was classes I could take special. And I met with her in person. The other person fell through and I met with that third person and she introduced me to a company that gave me the image consulting piece of it, the training in color analysis, the training in body type, the training in fashion personality, the ongoing, those very specific trainings versus just the bigger business of fashion training that I was receiving from school while I was also working in fashion at the time, too. So I just have like this whole combination of things that happened. And I started my business with knowing that information. It actually ended up being very much an image business that was emphasis on makeup and skincare. But I really found a passion there. Like I could pull it all together for women. And it made me so happy. And I was extremely successful while in college and afterwards with that company for a small bit.
That's very interesting. That's the perfect way to figure out if that's something that you really want to do by what calling those people and actually talking to them. That is, and they gave, and some gave you advice, and that was great. They shared. Love that. How do you help professionals, business owners, and others create the perfect, unique style and image for them?
Well, a lot of conversation. First, I start with what I call the discovery opportunity so that I can get to know them, find out what their goals are, or do their goals align with truly what I offer them. Like I sometimes no, but most of the time yes. I really focus on making sure our person is authentic in how they show up to the world with their style, their image, and their brand. I know that branding is super important at this time, so I've really added that piece in because many people don't have just I'm only a this. They are a whole, like they're a whole person. They're a whole They have a whole bunch of other things happening in their lives that aren't just a work life or just a home life. There's so much in there. So I really tried to find in that discovery opportunity, what are your goals? Who are you? And then share with them their best colors, their fashion personality, their body type, things that they may or may not already know, or things that they need to rediscover. And we talk about what's important to them, how they want to show up. For example, I ask them what three words that they want to have when they walk into the room. Like if someone they're walking into the room and they're at a networking event or they're coming on stage and they're about to speak or they're walking into the office, they have to do a presentation or even just walking in the office every day. What three words do you want to exude when you're walking in? Because you have control over those. You don't have control a lot of other things that people are thinking, but you do have control over that. So we talk about what that looks like. What that means to them, and how we can interpret that into how they represent themselves and present themselves with their clothing and their style.
And Jackie, did I hear that the brand part is a new piece that's been incorporated in your service? And can you explain what's different about that? Like, how is a brand maybe different to a personal style and how that evolved in your work with people?
Yes, of course. Social media is what really, social media and the advent and how many images are put out there ongoingly is really that place that just went, oh, this is so important. There used to be a time when I might tell a speaker, have your speaker uniform. Let's say that was the 80s, 90s when I was working with speakers that maybe like, okay, have a speaker uniform. You know that you look good in it. You know it feels good. You know how you move in it. Like, have that uniform that you love, that you feel good in, you feel confident on stage, right? I can't tell people to have a speaker uniform anymore. I haven't been able to tell them that for, oh, I don't know, how long has the internet been on, like, or the social media been on, like, that long. And so now it's about a brand. So, like, for example, you talked about purple with me, that my website, and I'm wearing purple and there's purple in the background, you know, all those things. Purple is a part of my brand. So I don't have to have a speaker uniform anymore, but I will bring purple through. That's part of my branding thread. I will bring purple throughout my image, throughout my look, throughout my website, throughout my business cards, throughout whatever it is that I'm doing. Purple napkins at an event, you know, like, whatever, that thread is going to be all the way through. That's just one of the pieces in my branding, right? So I look at that. Who are you? Is it a color that's a part of your brand? Is it a pattern that's a part of your brand? Do you like polka dots? Like, it's right. We look at that, and sometimes it's a feeling. So maybe I have a friend who really is boho. Her whole persona is boho. Well, that's not a specific color. It's not a specific, it's a feeling, right? It's a feeling. So I will call her out. You're not looking very boho today. Or that is a part of your brand today. Like, those kind of things. So I look at all of those. So when somebody is being representing themselves in person, online, how, wherever that is, there's that consistency still that can be uniform, but not uniform, that speaks of who they are throughout all the things that they do. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, good. Okay. But yeah, social media is that place that it went, oh, we need to look at this in a different light.
And I really like how there's a feeling style as well, and that you can really classify yourself as a feeling, not just colors. So can you tell us about purple? What is it about purple that you associate with and speaks Jackie?
Oh gosh, it is one of those forever things as well. Like, I have forever been styling Barbies and people and whatnot. Purple has just been that thread throughout my life of who I am. I heard at one time during a psychology of color, they talked about purple, that it was rare and it was royalty and it was expensive and like those, and really special. And those words that described what purple and how purple was, this really drew me in as well. Now, not that I think that I'm royalty or any of those things, but there's just a really deep quality about purple that I really love. And it looks good on me. So there's extra bonus that looks good on me, and I love the color.
I have a few dance friends, and we always drag out the purple for special women's events, like a huge purple fabric. So that's one of my favorite colors for a bit of drama as well, like a royal element of drama.
I love that. I love it. Okay, we'll add a little drama on that too. Jackie's just maybe a little bit of drama.
And how does enhancing our personal image build our confidence, our individual confidence?
That's a great question. I really find that when women, well, let me ask you this. I'm going to back up a minute. How do you feel after you've just had your hair done or you buy a new outfit? Most of us are like, oh, we just feel like on top of the world, right?
Yes.
And I feel like women should have that every single day. And when they go into the closet, instead of feeling completely overwhelmed or completely like, I don't know who I am, or I don't know what to do, I don't know what to wear today, that when they walk, my goal, my hope is that I give them that confidence that when they walk into their closet or open their drawers, that they know that every piece in there will bring, make them feel like that every day, that they will feel confident every day, that they'll feel beautiful every day, that they'll have, like they can walk into the room and just know that if anyone's looking at them, that they look great. And I feel like that's really important for women. And it's so, well, for everyone, it's important for everyone. And so often, we often put that as a side, like, oh, my education is more important. Or, oh, this is, it's all equally important, like how we show up and how we exude confidence. But if you're not feeling good in your own skin and how you are representing yourself, it's going to show across the board. It's just, it's going to show at work. It's going to show with your friendships. It's going to show with your family. And I just want women to feel amazing every time they put their clothes on or open their closet and they're like, oh, I love everything in here. Or, you know, and when they don't, then they're like, Jackie, what do I do? And I can easily just guide them in the right way.
That's amazing to be able to feel that confidence and feel good about yourself by what you wear. It does make a difference. It does. I love that. Jackie, tell me a little bit about Passport of Style Shopping and any of your other events or shopping, or just how, what you do in your business.
Okay, so Passport of Style, that particular one, it's for my clients that really want to work with me, really want to have that opportunity to shop with me. Maybe they're on a little bit tighter of a budget, and it's a group shopping opportunity. So the cost or the investment is spread out between people so that I'm still able to work for what I need to work for, and people are able to, that really are trying to figure out, okay, do I really want to shop with this? And I have inside there's 12, it's one time a month. You can continue on for more than that. The goal is to build over that 12-month period is to build a working, functioning core wardrobe, basic wardrobe that you can mix and match and feel really good in. So you get that opportunity to shop with me, get that personal style information. It's also group, so there's this really fun group dynamic that happens, and we play off of each other, which is so fun. They receive a book, and we take pictures of the pieces so that they can remember what's in their book. So if they're shopping on their own, they can like mix and match things on their own. But it's a once a month shopping. It's so fun. We just have such a great time. We giggle a lot. Sometimes we'll do lunch afterwards. That's just the fun piece of it. So yeah, that's what that one is. I love doing, it's called Styled Up. It's an opportunity. I'm laughing at myself because some of my clients don't want to get the things out of their closet that they should. Yeah. And this is an opportunity for them to clean their closet out, because we have pieces in our closet that we don't want to just donate, right? They're valuable. We've paid a lot for them. They're of quality, but they don't work for us for some reason. So I create an opportunity for my clients and potential clients, another opportunity for potential clients to come bring 10 or more pieces. Everyone brings 10 or more pieces. There is a fee because I have stuff I have to do there. And we create a boutique-like setting, and the location varies depending. And everybody gets to shop from each other's closets. I'm there to help make sure that they're picking home the right things, that they're not just filling their closet with things that they shouldn't have again, that they have pieces that they love, and that that they're styling and information that's going around. And it's a great networking opportunity. So it's very much a relational, fun. We laugh a lot. And yeah, that's what that one's about. And then of course I just have my other opportunities to work with me and just finding out your basic information about your body type, fashion personality, all of those. And then working with me in closet, personal shopping, all personally, one-on-one, all that one-on-one time. So that's a lot of fun, and you learn a lot, and your closet gets purged, and you get some really beautiful pieces that are found out there too. Lots of information. That was a lot.
Yeah,
it's great to hear. Yeah, I like the idea of the styled up events, so you can not just, because we used to do something like that more amongst friends, where we'd do a swap party, but having your skills and your eye, your focus to help people get that sense of what matches them, and not taking home things that you might just sort of go, you know, when you go to a swap party and you feel sorry for the clothing item and you're like, oh, I'll just take it. It's like, no.
Right? Yes. And I try really hard to look. I know that you think that's pretty, but it's not pretty. It's not for you. Like, that needs to be to somebody else. And I love that it's a win-win-win. Clients get to get their things out. They get some fun new pieces to get creative with at home. They don't have to take anything home. Everything is donated here locally to a local charity. And I get to meet some amazing people and get to really create again that camaraderie for my clients and that connection with them.
Very good. How can having a brand, a style, and an image build better relationships?
We talked about that a little bit, like with that communication opportunity to communicate who you are. Have you heard of there's a case study, and I can't remember who the case study is with, but they showed there's a couple different things. They asked students who were having a hard time with grades, dress regularly for one test, like however they would show up for school. And then the next test that they were to dress up, like to dress in their best, right? To look their best. And those, they take the, I don't remember if it was the same test, but it was a similar test with the same level of questions. So they didn't like up the test. It was the same level of questions. And when they dressed up, they had more confidence. They felt good about themselves, and they performed better, which was so cool. And I find it's the exact same thing for us. When we show up in relationships and we feel good and we know that we look good and we put on our best foot forward, then we tend to put our best foot forward in that relationship too. And for me, when I show up better and show how much I care by how I put myself together, that the other person is willing to show up in a different kind of a way, whether that's an employee, an employer, my boss, my husband, my kids. When I show up knowing that I know that I look good and I feel good, and I see in them that they're like, oh, mom is showing up today, or, ooh, my boss is showing up today, or, ooh, you know, I think that that really makes a difference. And it may be on our part, it may all be just here on how we get to feel good about how we're representing ourselves, but there's something else that comes out and it shows other people. And there's no way somebody else can't change or feel that towards, like, the words aren't coming right, but when you show up differently, they have to show up differently as well, is what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Yeah. One of my good friends, she had said once to me, she goes, when you go out with your husband for dinner, make sure that you dress up because it's a special occasion and it changes the mood and the situation of the dinner if you dress up and you look mm-hmm. good and all mm-hmm. of that. And I thought that was amazing that she said that every time you go out to dinner, dress up or, you know, wear something nice or, you know, do mm-hmm. your makeup, do your hair.
We used to say in relationship coaching and dating coaching, what you're sharing, Patty, that if you're always in your sweats or your... I love the TV series Flight of the Conchords, and they have the seminar t-shirt. There's Business Time, it's a song, and the girlfriend's wearing that t-shirt that she got from the seminar. So your partner's seeing you in your most, we say daggy in Australia, you sort of every day, you know, bum around the house clothes. And that you have to actually get dressed up with your partner to get that sense of, hello, well, this is different. Mm-hmm. And bring that new energy. And it does, it evokes, I mean, it's pretty obvious if you're in a relationship when you can see your partner respond and they get excited, it evokes mm-hmm. a new response from that person. And I think humans as well, we're wired to be tantalized by pretty things and new things and colors. And I've been obsessed with bowerbirds. Bowerbirds are a global species of bird that actually do courtship based on color. And there's one that loves blue, that royal blue color. It's another version of the purple, but it's the royal blue sort of purple. They steal things to tantalize their potential mate. So there's a lot that's embedded in our biology as well about color and showing off and go, look at me. Hi, do you like this? Hi, do you like this? Do you like this? So I think, yeah, that evoking a new response from someone, I totally get that. I totally get that. And Jackie, what about that thing you mentioned earlier about, so sometimes there is a different part of your personality, right? So you might have let's go back to the boho example. You might have a boho style that's part of your brand, but then you want other parts of your personality to be expressed. And I think this might be why some people struggle with having too many clothes, or what clothes to go shopping for, how do they think when they're going shopping, what they're shopping for, because they've got these different parts of the personality. So how do you meet those people who are saying, well, I don't want to just be that, I want to express different parts? How do you help people express the different personalities that they want in their life or in their wardrobe?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hey, I'm all about having a full closet. You can ask my husband. But I look at two different things. So I look at your fashion personality. So who are you? Like when it is a stressful situation and you have to get ready and you go for your favorite, most comfortable, I feel great in it outfit, what is it? Right. So I'll ask that, because that like gets us down to like the base. And then I also will talk about like, okay, how do you want to show up? So we talk about those three descriptors of how do you want to show up, or who do you want to be? When I was very much, when my kids were little, I'd be the sassy mommy. So I wanted to I'm a mommy. I got to be comfortable. It has to be easy. It has to be that pick them up and go if they're gonna have their tantrums, right? But I wanted to be sassy. So you got my purples. I always had jewelry or some kind of sparkle, something. I had something that was just not mommy like, right? A little bit sassy. I'm still sassy. So although I feel like my three words are going to change, I feel like there's a change coming, but I'm not sure what that is. But my three words of late have been sassy, classy, and smart assy. Sorry. because I want to have a little bit of the sass, whether that's color or sparkle or whatever, but I want to be classy. So when I show up, that there's this, a class to it, that I'm not just like, oh, she's, you know, in her everydays. But I also want just that little bit of, did she just do that? Did she just mix those prints, or is she wearing cheetah when cheetah's not in, or, you know, like whatever that little thing is that's there. And so we took it, like, that's why I talk about those three words. So five fashion personalities that I talk about. So natural, classic, dramatic, and romantic. And then the fifth one is multiple personality, or the multiple that they spin around in all of those, which is probably the one that you're talking about, is like, what if they want to be all of them? Well, that's probably that one that's spinning in the center. That's like, I like all of it. Right. We take that. And then we look at the three words that you want to, how you want to show up. And I mesh those all together. so that we can really look at what value in your closet, what is it really that you want to have? But yeah, you can have lace in there and you can have flowers in there for your romantic, but maybe the lace and the flowers are going to be bold colors with sparkles on them. So you want to be dramatic, right? So it's talking that through, and it's really helping my client. It's like almost a psychology thing, because it's like, who are you, right? How do you want to dress? I do not have a thing in psychology, so that is not my claim. That's not what I'm saying. But there is that mix, like how do we create that and how do we put that together? It's a lot of conversation. It's a lot of discovery on my client's part. And it's just a lot of fun. We play. And then sometimes if they don't know, I'm like, then we go and we play in their closet and we play like, let's create some looks and see how they feel on. Like, how does this feel? How do you feel when you're going to wear this? Or we go play in the stores and be like, you haven't seen this ever. You've never tried this on before. We're going to put you in it. How does it feel? And sometimes I'll put things on people that are purposely outside that comfort zone or outside that area that they're talking about, just so they can, oh, this is how that feels, but this is how this feels. Even in body type and color, and you know, as well as personality. So yeah, we do a lot of discovery, and it's okay. I try to do like a base core collection. Like, here's your core collection. Throw things on top of it. Have a great trouser. Have a great dress. Have a great this. Throw your personality on top of it. Do a different blouse. Do a different, maybe your suit is not black and maybe it's purple. You know, maybe your suit is bright red and not, you know, I love that.
Yeah, it does sound fun. So Jackie, how can our listeners find you or contact you about your services?
And the best way to reach me is jackie@thejackiestyle.com, a quick email. Or if they're brave and they actually want to have a conversation with me, they can give me a call. It's 602-980-4545. And pop over to my website. It's still a work in progress. We're working on branding and what that looks like for this year.
Jackie, is there anything else that you would like to share with the listeners?
Oh, I would love to offer them if they would like a coffee chat. And if they're interested in having a 30-minute Zoomy coffee chat and just discover more about this whole craziness that I do, they feel free to email me at that email I just gave. And I'm offering a 50% off their initial discovery opportunity if that's something that they're interested in as well. And that will be discovery is learning colors, fashion personality, body type, figuring out the three words and really making goals for how they want to move forward and what they want for their fashion and image.
Is there anything that they need to tell you that they heard it on our podcast or?
Yes, they need to make, thank you for reminding me of that. Yep, they just need to make sure that they mention the Building Better Relationships podcast, and then that'll all pull it all together.
Okay, great.
And thank you so much, Jackie, for offering that. That's exciting to hear, and you can do that online as well, and so it can be in every location around the world. So thank you so much, Jackie, for sharing about style, branding and image for us.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jackie, for coming. And to our audience, thank you for listening. Please share the podcast with others and check out Jackie's services and products. We will have Jackie's contact information in the show notes. And please follow Jackie on Instagram or anywhere else that she may be. And we'll have it in the show notes and we'll have her email address in the show notes. And don't forget to mention that you heard about Jackie from Building Better Relationships at Home and at Work with Angela and Patty.
Thank you for listening to Building Better Relationships with Angela and Patty. Send us a message. And please like or share the podcast or donate with the Anchor Donate button. We really value your feedback.